Welcome into the show, Geekaholics. On today's show, we discuss Stan Lee's last cameo and Disney pricing released, whether or not we have latent superpowers, do in-game exploits ruin or enhance gameplay, and finally, we finish up with a mailbag question. If you're short on time, we'll have timestamps in the doobly-doo, but we suggest listening to the whole show. Thanks.
Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter. With me, as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, man. What's up?
Not too much. So before we get into it, just want to remind you that you can always reach us on Twitter at gentleman_geek, by email at gentlemangeekpodcast@gmail.com. Search for us on YouTube. Just search Gentleman Geek Podcast, and you can always find all of our links to all of our podcasting platforms on our WordPress site, gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Let's get into it.
Yay!
Geekly Rewind.
Geekly Rewind.
Woo! So, all right. So,
that was pretty smooth.
That was buttery smooth. This week on the Geekly Rewind, blah, 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 marbles.
Blah, blah, blah.
Words are very hard today, guys. It's gonna be a tough one. Stan Lee's final cameo has been announced, at least in a cinematic fashion. News broke from the Russo brothers themselves. Actually, they confirmed Avengers Endgame will be Stan Lee's last film cameo.
Pretty sad.
It is sad, and I don't want to say it's fitting, because there's going to be a lot more Marvel releasing, but
yeah,
it's a jumping off point, or an ending point. Not jumping off point, an ending point.
Marvel movies kind of won't be the same without it, though.
They were
pretty funny.
They were, and the Russo brothers, now they don't own Marvel or anything like that. They're just saying the thing that they're producing, it's going to be the end of it. Maybe they were told by Disney execs, like, hey, this is going to be Stan Lee's final cameo. Go ahead and let that, you know, say that. But that doesn't mean he's not going to be in comics. Doesn't mean he's not going to be in any animated series.
No.
It just means his cameos are
live action cameos.
Yep, coming to an end. So there's that. So the second Geekly Rewind topic of the week, blah, 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 blah. Disney Plus pricing. It has been released. This is insane.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Pretty cheap.
Really cheap. Cutting the legs off of Netflix and Hulu and any other streaming service that ever wants to be in existence.
$70 a month.
$70 a year. And $7 a month. So you could pay per month. You'll end up paying a little bit more in the end.
Yep.
Or
buy it right up front.
Buy right out front. $70. And launch. Okay, so this, I wanted to go over this from launch year one. You're getting 25 plus, so let's just say 25 exclusive new shows, 10 plus exclusive new movies and specials, 100 plus recent movie titles, 400 plus past movie titles, and 7,500 both on and off the air show titles. Holy moly.
And it's more than half the price of Netflix.
Exactly. Now, I have seen some comments out there saying, like, okay, yeah. It's $7 a month, but it's Disney only. Pump your brakes, because Disney now owns everything. So
what? And even if it's only just Disney stuff, who cares? It's still more than half the price.
Mm-hmm. You could just have this, get rid of your cable, and you would be set. There's no way you could watch all this stuff. There's absolutely no way.
I don't even care about myself. I'm thinking about, like, kids stuff.
Right.
Like,
well, it's good that you said that, because as of right now, Disney Plus is not going to have any R-rated content, which is now we know why they have most of the owning stake in Hulu. That's where they're going to be pushing the rated R stuff. So, you know, your Deadpool.
Yeah.
Anything that goes along with that line, anything
yeah,
that gets
all that
an
stuff,
R title.
Which is fine.
It's perfectly fine. I do kind of hope eventually they kind of go the way of Netflix, where they'll have like a kid's profile and then an adult profile. So they can just merge it all together.
But I'll tell you what, even with Netflix, with those profiles,
yeah,
mixes, the content mixes.
Yeah, I haven't experienced the mix yet, but I have experienced, obviously, my kid going into the app and accidentally clicking on mine or my wife's.
I've run into a few things popping up, and the kids are like, I really don't think that that's appropriate, but...
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm still hopeful. Maybe they can put like a little password protector or a pin. Just a nice little pin number that you kind of put in.
Four zeros.
Exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the same as my luggage. That's a Spaceballs reference.
Yeah.
Anywho. So by year 5, they have pretty big... what's the word I'm looking for?
Plans.
Plans, yeah. Pretty big plans here. So by year 5, I'm going to say hope, because I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do this, but they plan on having 50 plus exclusive new shows. So that's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
10 plus exclusive new movies and specials, which that might seem low. It's the same number as before. So I'm not sure if this is cumulative, like they hope to have the same amount of new movies.
Wow, maybe we'll finally see the Star Wars Christmas special back out there again.
Oh, that's actually a really good point. Do you think that...
They own it.
They do own it, but I wonder if...
They own it.
Interesting.
Hey.
Maybe they'll have the original cut Star Wars, and then they'll like... Do something like that. They'll progressively show like.
I don't know worse. If there's any original cuts out there anymore.
If they burned those or got rid of them, then they burned and got rid of the Christmas special too.
It's possible, but
so there. Okay, so it's 10 plus exclusive new movies and specials, 120 plus recent movies and titles, which would be the ones that release in the theaters from now until 5 years. So that one's probably pretty easy to calculate the addition on top of. 500 plus past movie titles and 10,000 on off air show titles. That's insane.
Yeah.
That I'm going to stop tapping my knee. That is a lot of entertainment for $7. And there's been a lot of haterade flowing out there that it will jump up to easily $10, $15 per month once they kind of get rolling with it.
So what? So right. What?
But
How do you think Walmart got big?
That's right. They undersold everybody. They waited for them to die off, and then they just raised their prices back up slowly.
Standard business practice.
Unfortunately, it is. So the other thing that kind of came with this is, so there's two thoughts here. That Netflix is going to fold, and they're going to drop their price dramatically, and yada, yada, yada. I don't know if they can with all the original content they produce.
Yeah, but most of the original content was all Marvel stuff.
Mm.
A good portion.
I mean, like, their original shows, like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black and stuff like that. So
I'm not going to lie. I'm planning on...
You're going to ditch it?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Okay. Well, then you probably... There'd probably be some kind of package deal with Hulu and Disney Plus where you get maybe a discount for doing one or the other or something like that. They have it with... Hulu has had promotions with Spotify before.
Yeah.
So I know Hulu is obviously up to promotional stuff like that. So we'll see. Right now, I mean, I think this is really excellent news for the consumer. I think it's really great for anybody who loves anything Disney. And especially since they just own so much now. It's just a no-brainer to get this now.
I mean, but just for the price. I mean, I'll probably wind up dropping Netflix just because. Yeah. I mean, I wound up getting a 30-day trial, from buying the tickets to the last con we went to.
Okay.
I was given the 30-day trial of Hulu, so I'm trying that out. I'm liking it so far. I actually have been watching Hulu more than Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I find that Hulu is a little bit easier when you know what you want to watch. It kind of curates right to you. And Netflix is the same way, I guess. But Netflix can have a lot more just kind of
filler.
Yeah, that's a really good word for it. And they're going to have a lot more filler once they lose all the Marvel stuff.
Yeah,
and that was one of the main reasons to kind of hang on to it. Yeah, I was always surprised when like Black Panther came up there or Thor and everything. I'm like, wow, this is just released in theaters like 6 months ago, but it's because they had the contract. And you're going to get that same great feeling with Disney Plus now. So I'm super excited about that. The only other question I have, though, is, so I'm still a cable subscriber.
Yep.
Just for local news. But with that, we get the app for our children to watch like Disney Junior and Nick Junior and stuff like that.
That stuff's going to go away.
You think Disney Junior is going to go away? It's going to be sucked into Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no problem paying the $7 and it being sucked up into that. But I found that their old catalog for shows have kind of withered away. And maybe this is why they're getting ready to jump ship.
Yep.
You know, delete that app and move forward.
I verified that with other people that, my buddy Drew, mm-hmm. His wife was telling me that, a lot of the shows that the kids like to watch are slowly going away on that media platform.
Well, do you know where they're putting them right now? Like right now? Check Hulu. For some reason, I went on Hulu and I went into my kid's profile and was looking around.
Yep.
They had all of the old shows that she used to love on there now, full catalogs, not the eight episodes that they do on the Disney Junior app. Hulu has all of them.
I heard Simpsons was going to that too.
Simpsons is, and what was it?
All 30 seasons.
Yes, thank you. That's what the news was, yes. And the only place you're going to be able to watch it is on Hulu, right? Not Disney Plus. Disney Plus? What's the show rated? I have no idea what that would be rated.
PG.
Is it? Then it would be on Disney Plus. It literally said everything R or higher would be Hulu. So then, Disney Plus is going to be the home for a lot of entertainment. Huge amount of entertainment. So do you have anything else you want to add to that?
No? Oh, yeah. Totally called the price.
Oh, you did. Yeah. So maybe we could do a reverse error beer, because you called something in the future, you get one less error beer. So from 4 to 3, sir. I am really close to owing you a 6-pack. I'm on a 5 right now. One more mistake.
Yep.
One more. This guy gets some Natty Ice.
I prefer Milwaukee's best.
You're going to get Ice House.
Either that or Old English.
And there's notes.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Good old, what is it? Eddie, what is it?
Edward Scissorhands? Yeah. Edward 40 Eddie, hands.
There you go. Thank you. I can't even talk right now. I'm laughing so much. okay.
Not that you've ever done Edward 40 hands.
I did half of it.
Half of it.
Sister wouldn't let me do both. That's a story for another time. Okay, so news and notes. First topic of the show is, do we have latent superpowers? So an article broke where some really cool scientists took some time and did some really cool tests. Basically, and I'm just going to really dumb it down, so just to kind of speed up the process here. They put a subject in a box. What's in the box? They put him in the box.
It's snake.
They put them in a box and they put these magnetized kind of bars around the subject. Okay, so there's all these kind of different magnets, all different kind of polarization kind of going around this person, and they shut off all the lights, and the only sense they had, I guess they could say smell and taste, but they're not, there's no sense or anything like that, but what they were trying to see is how their brain reacted when you manipulate magnetic fields so that you feel like you're on the opposite pole of the earth, kind of flip it around and distort it. And what they found was the brain can self-correct. So geomagnetism is what it's called. And migrating birds have it and sea turtles have it. Kind of how they migrate and get to where they're going and yada, yada, yada. So the study basically shows that we have a latent ability to manipulate magnetism, or at least interpret it in a way that it self-corrects for us. Now, I wanted to bring this up because, first question, are we mutating or evolving? Do you think we're going to, at some point in time, become Magneto? That's a question for you.
Question for me?
For you, yeah. Oh, what really? Do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No? Oh. I'm always fascinated with science and stories about things of tapping into unused parts of the brain and what could we have? Can we read minds? Can we move objects with our minds? Something like that,
Maybe 1,000 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, something has to happen where it kind of triggers the use of it, I guess. But it just really interests me with these little tiny things that we're kind of discovering about ourselves, even though we've been studying ourselves for so long. how many ways can the human body be manipulated to do tests in a humane way? I don't want to like manipulate people and like torture them. No good from that. But I do think that I think we have to be evolving. I think you don't notice evolution. You can't live through evolution, but I do think that this is a step towards something like really cool.
Yeah, it could be.
But the second question that I wanted to bring up from this is because this is kind of like a superpower thing, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Well, I would take the...
And you could just name... You can name a character that's...
Health regeneration.
Health regeneration, so Wolverine style?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, runner-up would be, super strength.
Super strength? Okay. I think I like speed the best. I think I want super speed. Kind of like the Flash. Just because the things that they do in the comics, like,
he can
vibrate so fast, he can go through material.
I mean, the ladies would like that.
Well, you'd destroy them because they would literally be obliterated. That's not good.
Let's talk about the vibrating.
Oh, God. That went right over my head. Anywho, so super speed would be mine. Because of that, oh man, I'm totally off track now. But yeah, no, super speed would be mine. Well, there's another point that I wanted to make.
Yeah, and I totally...
You totally threw me off the rails there. So
you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. So, yes, I would take super speed. You would take health regeneration. Now, with health generation, question for you on that.
Yep.
Does that include, like... So, you can health regen. Does that include, like, regeneration of, like, body parts? Like, if you get your arm cut off? Would you like get like a little baby arm?
Like, well, you mean like Deadpool style?
Like Deadpool style? Or no. From Scary Movie, the guy with touch my tiny hands.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's kind of interesting. I'm going to be honest. I haven't read Wolverine comic or anything. Does he have that capability to be like chopped in bits and kind of regenerate like that?
Well,
if you don't know, that's fine. I'm just inquiring.
Well,
kind of just like dying and scarring, right?
Well, he can't get his hand cut off for starters.
Well, because of the skeleton, right?
The infused skeleton. But he does, regenerate his muscles and his skin.
That's true. So yes, I would assume yes then that he could if he can regenerate that type of stuff. So it's kind of like just like Deadpool. Well, he's
with an adamantium
Deadpool is like
skeleton.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that was news topic. Completely off the rails. Let us know what superpower you would like. You can reach us again at gentleman_geek on Twitter. Or just post something on the YouTube video. Let us know what superpower you would have if you could have it and why. That'd be kind of cool to find out what everyone would like and why. Yeah. If you want to be a human vibrator, apparently that's my specialty.
Waka waka waka.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention was there is a YouTube account out there, also on Twitter. It's called Because Science. I've sent you some videos of it. Yeah. It's the scientist guy. His name escapes me. I apologize. It's hilarious though.
They post a lot of his videos on Nerdist.
Yes, he used to be only solely Nerdist. I think that was a platform he was doing it for, but yep. I think he went solo, and it's called Because Science now.
Yep.
Hilarious, and he talked about the Flash before, and I forget what. He basically gives you real life science reasons why you don't want to have superpowers.
Yeah.
Like Superman or anyone with a flying ability, like why you wouldn't want flying ability. Well, if you fly at the speed of light and you say hit a bird, you'd be obliterated. It just poof. Or a pebble. I think it was like a pebble or something like that. But
well, I mean, they've already established the reasoning of why you wouldn't want to be Superman in Mallrats.
I don't remember that one.
Mean him and Lois.
Oh, a blowhole. Yeah. That would not be fun. Yeah. Again, we're getting really raunchy today. Who cares? Who cares? We're going to have to put what's that word? I'm going to put explicit content on this one.
No, it's not explicit.
Nah, it's not that bad. It would definitely be on Disney Plus. That's our rating material now.
Yeah.
Would this be on Disney Plus? Yes.
Hell yeah.
No. Okay. Hulu. Hulu's going to be a dumpster fire now of R-rated material. Probably already is. So our next topic on the day, or night, whenever you're watching this or listening, in-game exploits. Do they ruin or enhance gaming experience? Now, I kind of want to, because this could be very wide and open. God, innuendos.
You went there, not me.
I know. I'm stuck in this gutter now. I got to get myself out. Clean it up. All right. This, I wanted to pertain this to single-player games only. So no, like, cheating in multiplayer games or anything like that. And I don't want to specifically go with a cheating way. I want to go with exploit. So something that's in the game that people are just exploiting over and over and over again to gain the system. And I'll give an example to kind of set us on the path.
Okay.
So Dark Souls 1 had this exploit where you could do a certain combination of like a breath of fire in a certain location. And as long as you, you could take the controller and you could elastic band it in place. So it continued to do this action. And the action gave you, I forget if it was currency or like a unique item. And I literally, and I have done this, I'm going to explain why, but I've done this. It builds up and I left it running overnight. So I would just continually get this like power thing. And then I could buy more gear. Like, basically broke the game because I could then just do whatever I wanted in the game. But have you, or do you think that exploits ruin or enhance the game experience for you?
Ruin it.
Ruin it, yeah. They do.
It's not the way the game was intended to be played.
Okay. Now, is that just...
That's why if you think about, like, you look back at the Game Genie.
Yes.
Game Genie came out early 90s by a company, Galoob.
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 And they got sued by Nintendo.
The Red Genie. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it wasn't a official licensed product.
And you used to put the cartridges in the Game Genie, right? Like that was like an attachment, like an adapter type thing. So it would run through that.
Yeah,
and then go into the system.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the lawsuit though.
They got sued.
I mean, Game Shark was out there for that. I think that was more like PlayStation.
That was PlayStation era. Yeah. But, you know, as a kid, it was cool, but looking back now...
Why spend that money on a game if you're just going to rip through it, right?
Yeah.
So, in my experience, I think it both ruins and enhances it, because sometimes games aren't good, right? And you just... But you still want to kind of do as much... So, and maybe not even not good. Think of, like, GoldenEye. I mean, those exploits were kind of built. Those were cheats into the game.
Like those were cheats, but that was all stuff that the developers put there on purpose. It was no different than the Konami code.
Right. So I guess that's not a game exploit. The exploit that I was talking about with Demon's Souls is one. There's exploits. There's always exploits with Bethesda games like Fallout and Elder Scrolls. There's so many exploits. And I've gotten to a point where when I play these games, I almost kick myself because for some reason I'm always getting to this like greedy position because I don't have time all the time to like play it, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll do it a little bit, just get a few more levels, you know, to get just that little edge. But then I go full tilt and I ruin the game for myself. Like, I literally ruined the game for myself because the developers didn't close the loopholes. So it's on me because yes, I did it, but I think it's also on the developers because why is that? Why didn't you patch it, or why aren't you getting rid of those exploits?
Well, I mean, in this era, yeah, they can patch it and fix it. But you look back at Nintendo and Sega age, no way to patch those games. Once they're out on cartridge, that's it.
That's true. That's absolutely true, because it's done at that point.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
It is a done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that is completely true. It's just it's a nasty trap that I always fall into anytime I play, especially because I love Fallout and I love Elder Scrolls. Like, I haven't completed Skyrim because I exploited myself into a place of just pure dominance and the game got boring. So I'm going to go with game exploits ruin games. I am totally on that side now because...
Some games like Fallout are meant to be... You're meant to struggle. That's
right.
Part of
the experience
of the game,
because it's post-apocalyptic. You're not supposed to be handed everything.
You're not handed everything. You're not supposed to have an overabundance of ammo.
as happened in Fallout 76 Online, where the guy who played for like some crazy amount of hours had a storage full of ammo
and then got banned
because they thought he was cheating. I want to know what happened with that. I'll have to look that up for next time. But did he get reinstated or anything?
Don't know, but didn't he file a lawsuit?
That would make sense. If he legit got all that stuff and then the game developers are just going to like pull the plug on you because of that and not refund you or whatever, that's weird. But yeah, so I think one company that does a really good job at fixing exploits, I guess in Destiny, Bungie did a lot of stuff where there was a lot of exploits. The grenade throw and made the boss fall off the cliff. They patched that right away. But you're right. That's this error. Yeah. This error.
Bungie was really good about. I mean, they fixed exploits like immediately.
Yes. Once you, they know you about were it, lucky, boom.
You were lucky if you got 2 or 3 days out of an exploit.
Yeah. Oh, the loot cave.
Yeah.
Loot cave. Yes. That was an exploit. That wasn't a cheat code. That was an exploit. Basically, it was just how the game respawned enemies. Just flowed out of this tunnel if you're far enough back.
And so easy to farm.
It was so good. The purple engrams, the yellow engrams, exotic engrams. They would just drop. Were you able to?
Nope. By the time I caught wind of it, it was already gone.
Not only did they fix it, they made a spoof of it by putting ashes of Raul. And when you clicked on it, I think bats came up and it was like, it said something to the effect of like the loot cave not being there, or some kind of joke. In Raul's voice, the engram encryptor dude.
Yeah.
Decryptor. Okay. So I think we kind of both agree that it does ruin it. Cheat codes, obviously, they've been around forever. They're built into the game too.
Konami code was, you know, used by the developers at the time so they could go and, you know, and easily work through the game.
They just never took it out.
They forgot to.
Gotcha.
And then after that, it became so popular that they just put it in other games. It's just something that was always that code works in multiple Konami games.
That's really cool that the developers saw that.
I mean, the most widely known that it's used for is Contra, but it works in Gradius. It works on Life Force.
Sweet.
That's
really cool that they kind of put that in there and carried it on to keep the community together. And
it on through multiple other games.
That's really cool. I applaud them for that. It's like Bungie being on their level, I should say, because they happened first, obviously. We left something in, oopsie, like we did something bad, but then making a spoof of it or making it a community-driven thing where it's like, now we're all a part of something. We're a part of history. Cool, you know? So,
I mean, you tell me, how many people do you know that don't know the Konami code?
They at least know the title. I don't know the sequence.
You don't?
No, I don't. I will be full honest with that. I know.
Up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. You don't remember that?
No, I don't. But good on you for knowing that. It's on the... Oh, God. It's on something. I just saw something on Twitter or Facebook. It's on the back of something. And I can't remember exactly what it is.
It's referenced a lot.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if... Konami just come out with something? Because like, I swear that they put the code on the back. I want to say it's like a controller. That they put the Konami code on the back of it. Maybe it's not even Konami who did it. Maybe it's just somebody else who's just paying respect, like, hey, cool, you know, something like that. But anywho, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
No.
All right, cool. We actually have a mailbag question this week, so let's get into that.
Mailbag.
All righty. So this question comes down from Florida. My lovely stepmother Phyllis sent in a question that she had just gotten out of seeing Captain Marvel, and she caught something that I did not catch, which is that's freaking fantastic. Attention to detail level 1000. So she basically asked if do I think or do we think, and now just to say, I've seen it, you haven't yet.
I haven't yet. I'm guilty of not seeing it yet.
That's fine. Life happens, man.
Yeah.
You know, life happens. So So she asked, do you think the young Skrull girl might be Nebula? Now, if you're not in with the Marvel Universe, Nebula is the blue one who is one of the two Thanos' daughter, not the green one, the blue one.
I didn't think she was a Skrull, though.
Well, I looked into it, and she wanted to become leader of the Skrull army, and I think, from what I read, she is a Skrull.
Hmm.
Or a Kree. No, she's not a Kree. Blue dudes are the Krees, right? I'm going back to my original research. She's Skrull. Now, here's the thing. There have been other people speculating on this, that because I read further after like going back and forth with her. I'm like, oh my God. And there were some comments within the movie, which I'm not going to say some of the more important ones. But one of them was a reference to the young girl's eyes. Her father, Talos, saying something about her eyes. And as we know, Nebula has all mechanical parts like eyes and stuff. So it's kind of like connected there.
Mm.
But I think there's a really good chance there is a line. Close your ears for 1 second. Okay. So Ronan says something about coming back and collecting somebody. Now that somebody is Captain Marvel. Dave, he wants to go and collect Captain Marvel. However, Skrulls have the ability to change their form into whatever they want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also this other kind of theory out there that she changed into Captain Marvel to save Captain Marvel since Captain Marvel, you know, helped them out so that she was taken and brought to Thanos by mistake, not Captain Marvel. So that's just the thing there. I thought it was really cool that she caught that because I was just blown away by the movie. It was an excellent movie the entire time. I wanted to go see it again because I know that I missed out on stuff, especially this. So good on you for catching that on first run. And then the second one is same thing, same Captain Marvel movie. It was, since the cat threw up the Tesseract, does that mean Thanos has a replica? So what happens in the movie is the what was its name?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I know. Well, the cat throws up a Tesseract in S.H.I.E.L.D. So the Tesseract goes away, and then cat brings it back, throws it up on the desk in S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters. I don't think that there's a whole timeline of the Tesseract. So we know it was on Earth during Captain America, the first movie in the 40s, mm-hmm. because Red Skull has it, right?
Yep. Yes.
That's how he tries to weaponize it. Then it gets, oh God, so over the sea, the Tesseract falls out, falls in the ocean, and then Iron Man's dad gets it. He gets it. Then it goes into the warehouse, but then Loki gets it because he manipulates the scientist's mind in the first Thor. He gets it, whatever. Now he has it. Then it goes into the chambers. Then it goes back. Tesseract has been everywhere. But where this falls in the timeline is somewhere between, what's his name? Tony Stark's father getting it and storing it, because that was, God, that was like in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Somewhere there it got out into a space thing, Captain Marvel, or the Skrulls to work on it to make a jet engine, yada, yada, yada. It just kind of keeps going on and on. I don't want to ramble too much, but
yep.
It fits the timeline of it actually being the Tesseract from that point to the point in the future when they have it. And it is the blue one, which is travel or portal or something like that. And Thanos can kind of go wherever he wants. So I actually think it is the actual one. I don't think it's a replica. But still, both super awesome questions. And we do appreciate you asking those. And if you have any questions or comments on the show, feel free to hit us up at gentlemangeekpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter @gentleman_geek. And or in the YouTube comments, you can search for us in Gentleman Geek Podcast. And again, you can find us on any podcast platform at gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. So with that, we'll get out of here, guys. Yeah. So hit us up. Peace.
See you.
This has been a Gentleman Geek production. Follow us on Twitter @gentleman_geek or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.